And what do we give? What do we deal with that? And that's the area that used to be part of all right up in here. And this was the new where we took all of our shots, and now they're just forming a 35-foot landscape buffer. And we'll see in the area what it used to look like.
Now, this is the wall detail on the side of the building in the back.
Now, this space is the fitness place.
Right.
And then there's the lake behind the property.
And there's homes on the back of this lake, on the back side, to look at that. And this is the back of it. They landscaped the back wall. And it's that detail on that wall, which is really nice. They did a nice job. Now, when I spoke to Glenn F. or his name, he's the owner, I guess, he said that, they were thinking that, the folks out there, they got the permission to put that, put the parking lot all the way over to the back of the property line, I guess, on that side, right?
It's sort of the adjacent to the residential because of the view across the lake is residential. So we require a 25-foot landscape buffer and a 6-foot high hedge of some sort, has to be 6-foot kind of insulation. They can reduce that to 10 feet if they put a raised grade wall up and then some landscaping on the outside. So that's what they like to do if we want to reduce that, because they lost a lot of property by making those buffers 35 feet. So they were really pinched and they needed it. So that's how they compensated for it. Now, this is a existing maple tree. They say that these are river birch trees that were planted, and then there's hollies down in here.
So you were involved with the planting. It's the rear of the building. And you saw they had a nice design with the brickwork and the different colors and all that.
And the trees are not thin because it's just a time of year. They're going to be pushed out of the leaves here very soon.
There's one corner. A whole lot of concrete parking.
And again, there was parking along in here that they removed the parking. Actually, it's on the other side here, but they gave us a little more on this side of the trees. Those trees were always there. There was a little more parking that was already here that they took out.
So when they had the parking, it was back towards the back of the lot, right? The way it was set up. There really wasn't anything behind it.
That's looking from Old Rock again, to the west.
And
Well, we have heard nothing, you've heard nothing.
I have talked to Ken Tiger, who, that's the plan we approved at our meeting.
That was the second group.
The second group. And she is scheduling now to have the dedication of it on Veterans Day in November.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the plan she's working with the city for to make that effort to do it. I think originally it was going to be,
because the people do not realize they might do that. Anything else?
I apologize. I think I answered the question. We were going to talk about the land off the coast last year, but we are not. So that's probably we are not upgrading to show you the coast. So as we get to that point, we're going to have a whole building next. Probably not the next one, because I don't know if we were in the next one. I have a promise to it. Or not.
This is getting to it.
Is it February right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they did buy a little older, and I saw a clock, and I saw a clock
second or favorite.